to focus on being followers. Someone has said that if we concentrate on the depth of our walk with the Lord, he will take care of the breadth of our ministry. So how do we follow Jesus? Well, I want to suggest this morning we would do well to get into the Bible. I don't know if you read your Bible regularly, if that's something that you do, but we almost have to dwell in the Word of God. Get into the Word of God and dwell in it until it dwells in you. We have to do what the Bible says. We have to be aware of the Holy Spirit's presence and be open to the Spirit if we are to follow Jesus. We have to remain in fellowship with other Christians. It was great to see Gillian being baptized this morning. That's a mark of her commitment to be part of this body of God's people here and to be followers together with you guys. So we have to do these things if we're to be followers of Christ. We have to pray regularly. And really, to sum all of that up, we have to develop a daily quiet time where the focus of our life is to seek to follow Jesus and to press in him. To follow means to come behind another, not ahead. There is submission in following. So that in life's journey, Jesus sets the pace. Jesus sets the direction. And Jesus sets the circumstances that we pass through as his followers. The second thing about following Jesus, to be a follower, we see that it's an invitation to let go of lesser things. Notice that in order to follow Jesus, Simon and Andrew had to leave their nets. It was a step of faith. They had to give up essentially their livelihood. And Jesus knew well what he was calling them to do. And they heard and they obeyed. It shows how important the call of Jesus is, that Jesus would dare, as it were, to ask someone to put their following of him above even the way they earn their daily bread and their normal day-to-day commitments and responsibilities as an employee or as an employer. Following Jesus is an important issue. Perhaps Jesus is calling someone here this morning to think seriously about whether your Monday to Friday activities are really what he's calling you to do just now. What does it mean for you to be following Jesus today at this point in your life? Where is he really leading you? Are you willing to follow where the Spirit is prompting, where the Word is directing? Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? To follow Jesus means to put him first. Following Jesus means his will takes precedence over every other aspect of our lives. So what do you have to let go of today? Maybe it's not something nearly as grand as your secular employment. Perhaps God is calling you to the mission field, to some full-time work, a step of faith, but perhaps it's something else. Perhaps it's something that's precious to your heart and it stands between you and following Jesus as he would have you follow him, following him more wholeheartedly. Let the Lord speak to you this morning about what that might be. And I encourage you to take that step of faith, as painful as it is, to lay that thing on the altar before him and say, Lord, I give that up to you. Let me follow you first and foremost. Let not the love of my heart be divided in following other things, secondary things. What do you have to give up this morning to follow Jesus? Thirdly, on this point, it's an invitation to do that right here and right now. Jesus, who died for us on the cross to pay the price of our sins, he is the risen Saviour. He is the leader of his people. He calls us today to follow him just as clearly, just as directly, just as powerfully as he called Peter and Andrew and John and James on that day. Christ is here and he is calling. It's an invitation, notice, to follow him. It's to follow him. We are to follow Jesus. We're not to follow a religion.
We're not to follow a set of rules. We're not to follow a pastor or a minister or a priest. We're not to follow a denomination, and we're not to follow a tradition. We're not to follow him just for his blessing or for his gifting, but to follow him for him. We're to follow him. He is the object of our heart's desire. I wonder if that's true for you this morning. We're to commune with him. We're to know his presence. We're to build a deep, trusting, honest, obedient relationship with Jesus, to submit to him as we're thinking, implicit in the idea of following. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And he calls us to follow him. Fifthly, in this first point, it's an invitation to follow him together. That's good, isn't it? Peter and Andrew were called as a pair. So were James and John. The truth is that Jesus always calls people individually. It's one-on-one. It's not about the person sitting in front of you this morning or behind you or beside you. As much as you love them and as much as you want them to hear God's voice this morning, but Jesus is calling you, his eyes looking into your eyes, one-on-one. He calls individuals, but he calls us to follow him together with others. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it? We have the privilege of following Jesus together so that we can encourage and support one another in our following of Christ. Together, as followers of Christ, we become a movement. We become the church of God. Those who are following Jesus together. Doesn't this give meaning to why we're here this morning? What are we doing here? Why are you here? We are here because together we are the followers of Jesus Christ, our King. So, follow. Come follow me, Jesus said. Secondly, he says, and I will make you. I will make you. And the idea here, just to give you something to hang this on, our first point was follow. Our second point is forge. Forge. Transform. Jesus, first of all, transforms his followers. I will make you. When you follow Jesus, you begin to change. Isn't that good news? Isn't that wonderful? What we couldn't do before we followed Jesus begins to happen. Change in our attitudes, our values, our morals, our life goals. Changes begin to take place inside us. Why? Because we've become followers of Jesus. Changes in our behavior, changes in our language. What needs to change in your life today? What do you long to see changed? What are you desperate to overcome in your life? What are the things in your life that perhaps today are holding you captive? Addictions are so prolific in our community, our society today. And addictions are so hard to break. Our sinful nature is predisposed to becoming addicted to this, that, or the other. And once you're addicted, once you have that relationship of dependency with a substance or a thing or a person or an activity, it's very hard to break. Jesus says those who sin are slaves to sin. What needs to change in your life today? Jesus says, come, follow me, and I will make you. You see, when Jesus begins to make us fishers of men, there's work he knows has to be done in us. He comes to set the captive free. He comes to liberate those who are oppressed. He comes to bring life to those who are dead. What needs to change about you today? Are you following Jesus? He is the one who brings that transformation. He forges people to know the power of his love, that dynamic transforming love that brings the best that God has for us into our lives. Firstly, he transforms his followers. Notice he himself brings about that transformation. Jesus says, I will make you. He has power to change people. The power of God is not in programs, but in a person. The power of God is not in something, but in someone. The power of God is not in what or where, but in who. Jesus is the one who shapes us to make our lives complete, to set us free, to help us reach our true potential. He is the artist. He is the sculptor, the maker and the recreator of people's lives, forging and moulding us into the image of all that is good and true and lovely and pure and godly and wise and kind, that we might become fishers of men. Thirdly, in this heading, Jesus himself is our transformation. This is most amazing, isn't it? Christ in us is God's answer to our need for change, for freedom, for liberty, for renewal. Jesus is God's power. He is the liberating force, the catalyst, the agent. He himself. God does not look at your life and my life this morning and look down on us and say, well, Ian Watson could do with a bit of changing. He could do with a bit of changing. And I'll just pour out a little bit more patience there. He needs to be a bit more patient with these poor souls and Father's Song. I'll pour out a bit of patience there. No, no, Jesus is Ian's patience. He himself becomes our patient endurance. And Ian does have to patiently endure with Father's Song sometimes, it has to be said. With some members more than others. But Jesus himself becomes that. What do you need this morning? Look to Jesus. As his follower, he transforms. He becomes what we need. The liberty we need. The strength we need to break free from that habit, that attitude, that behavior. He is God's transforming power in us. And finally, as we've thought of following, we've thought of forging, so we think of fishing. Jesus says, I will make you fishers of men. This is God's method for church growth. God uses people to reach people. In that sense, it's highly relational. Whether preaching or teaching or serving or missionary work or witnessing at the office or whatever, it requires that relational perception. You follow me and I will reach others through you. Get alongside other people. We talk about people persons. Are you a people person? Some of us are more inclined to that than others, I know, and that's fine. We're all different kinds of personality. But it's about people. People in difficulty. People in need. People you wouldn't normally associate with. Perhaps Jesus is calling you, as you follow him, to associate closely with them, because for them you will be a fisher of men. You will be an influencer for Jesus on the lives of people. When you get up in the morning, is that how you think about the mission of your life? For secondly, this idea of being a fisher of men, surely it's a life-guiding vision. To be a fisher, a catcher, a winner of souls is truly a great vision for the life of every Christian man and woman. It's a high, high calling. When Jesus invites us to follow him, that he would make us into such a man, such a woman. It's a great mission in which to invest your life, your energies, your gifts, your personality, your character, your talents, your all. If you're investing yourself like that in following Jesus, he says he's going to take care of making you into such an influencer of people for the kingdom of God. It gives divine dignity and purpose and challenge to even the most mundane things in life. When you have that vision of who Jesus is calling you to be, that life-guiding vision. Thirdly, Jesus' will for his followers is seen in this idea of being fishers of men. I know in recent days in this church you've been asking, what is God's will for my life? I know that Andy has been speaking of that. I've been listening to his blog on the web. And to some extent, here is a clear answer to that. You know, you're saying, Lord, what do you want me to be in life? What do you want me to do with my life? Where am I to go and what am I to say? And What should I pursue as a career? And this idea of being a fisher of men, to influence others for Jesus, is way up there in terms of what God wants for you and for me. To be a signpost towards him, to be a word in season that savors of Christ, to be a helping hand that points to the love of God, to be a faithful husband and father that shows God's great faithfulness to your family in every aspect of our lives. This is a high calling, and it's God's will for his people. A fisher of men, an influencer, a drawer in of people to the Saviour. And therefore it's all about people. This shows us that God is greatly concerned with people, not supremely rituals or religion, not buildings, not the outward form, but God is concerned about real people with real needs coming to meet Jesus. God wants them to know him through Jesus Christ, his Son, and he's invited us to play an amazing, a wonderful part in his incredible plan of salvation for others. And therefore, lastly, it's all about salvation. Men and women, as we said at the beginning, need a Saviour. The Bible says that we are dead in our transgressions, our trespasses and sins. We are drowning. If you look around the country, we are drowning in our selfishness and pride. We are gorging ourselves on our lust and self-indulgence of every kind. We are dying for lack of true righteousness in heart and mind. And there is only one Saviour, one who can transform, who can forge the selfish man to make him selfless and giving. One who can change the lustful person to make them pure and holy. One who can renew the godless to make them humble servants of the Most High God. His name is Jesus. Are you following him today? I wonder if you need this salvation this morning. Do you need this Saviour, Jesus Christ, to transform your life, to cleanse you from your sins, to give you a new start, a new beginning, a new hope, a new destiny in heaven, a new relationship with God, to cut you off from the past and the guilt and the sadness and the sorrow, the regrets of the past? Do you need this Saviour this morning? He is here, and he is saying, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. The hymn writer says, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days and let them flow in ceaseless praise. The song we're going to sing in a moment, we thought of it earlier. Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of life's wild, restless sea. I wonder if you feel your life is restless, if your life is wild, if it's a difficult journey that you're on. Day by day his sweet voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow me. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for this time around your word this morning. Thank you for this tremendous call of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for his life transforming power towards his followers. Father, I pray if there's anyone here this morning who has maybe only heard that call today for the first time, perhaps, that they would be saying, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, I come to you. Oh, I give my life to you, Lord. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Let me follow you from this day on, that you may make of my life all that you desire. Father, perhaps there are some of us here who've been Christians for some time, but following Jesus has become a kind of shared activity with following so many other things. Oh Lord, speak to us clearly today. Stir our hearts afresh. Renew us in our zeal to be passionate for Jesus. To put aside lesser things and to lay hold of that for which God has laid hold of us, to run with perseverance the race marked out for us, following Christ our King. Help us, Father, in these things, we pray, as we commit ourselves again to you now. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.